We are deep into the government shutdown. It's been going on for about a month now. How does the government shutdown affect people that are disabled? I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I get this question a lot about how the government shutdown is going to affect the disabled. People who are disabled are very vulnerable. If they're receiving some type of government assistance, they live in fear that that government assistance is somehow going to be cut off or it's going to be lessened to some extent, which can have catastrophic impacts on people's lives, especially people that are disabled. I read an article that states, it was on Disability Scoop, and it was from January 21st, that 14% of all federal workers are on some form of disability, which is just pretty staggering if you think it's 14% of all people that are on disability. And you could see how people that are not getting any type of income, how that would affect them if they're trying to get medications or they're trying to get to their doctors and they're not able to do that because they don't have any money to pay for gas or they just are having other problems. It doesn't look like it's affecting Medicare and Medicaid at the moment. But you just don't know what could potentially happen. A couple specific examples of the way people have been affected. I think it's always helpful to give specific examples because otherwise it's just sort of vague abstractions and they don't really hit home as much. And this article does a good job of talking about a couple specific examples. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, they're dealing with people who are air traffic controllers who are not getting paid but are still having to go to work. And one man in particular they talked about in this article, in the Disability Scoop article, was Jonathan Barnett. And Mr. Barnett is an air traffic controller, but he has a four-year-old child with autism. Now, insurance only covers some of the therapy and some of the treatments that he has to receive, and some of the therapy, it is not covered. So there are places that the child who needs treatment cannot go because his father, who's the sole income earner for Jonathan, his sole source of any type of income, Jonathan is the sole source of income for his child, he can't pay for it. So his child who needs treatment does not get the treatment that he needs. And this can have lasting effects on the child with autism. And you could see if you have other federal workers that had children with disabilities that were other than autism or autism, how that could potentially cause some problems and is causing problems for people and the fear that it creates for people. Another area is HUD assistance. People that are in low-income housing are having problems. For example, in December, people who received rental assistance from HUD, that was not renewed. So you're basically dealing with people that are disabled and the elderly. They're not receiving the assistance. As a result of not having the assistance, they're potentially in a situation where they can be evicted. They could become homeless as a result of the government shutdown. So that is actually happening to people. And as I mentioned before, this affects the disabled and the elderly the most of all. In other words, the most vulnerable of our population are the elderly and the disabled. Another area that this affects under HUD is disaster relief. Hurricane Florence, as you're aware, ravaged the coast of the southeastern United States recently, the last few months, and as a result, it caused a lot of damage. Well, the government, through FEMA, helped provide disaster legal service or disaster services. They also provided disaster legal services as well, but the disaster services to make repairs for houses and other structures is not being provided at this point. So those repairs are not being made, which leaves people vulnerable as we're in our colder months. And just because of other weather and other problems, you could see how this could be a big problem. Another place that it is affecting people is employers that are trying to hire that use the E-Verify program, which is a way of checking people's immigration status, that is not available. So that's keeping people from hiring, which means the people that aren't getting hired don't have a paycheck as well. They may not be government employees, but they're not able to get hired. And as a result, they're not able to help their families as well. So these are just a few examples. There are many more, and I'll try to bring you more. Hopefully the government shutdown will stop at some point in the relatively near future, although I'm not optimistic about that. Thank you for listening. If you like this show, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.